We just talked about a good investment in East Cowes. The PTEC is not a good investment for this island.
Thank you, Councillor Lilly. Of course, the process of delegated decisions, for those who may be watching in, does allow for formal comment from members and others, and a process that goes after that. Colleagues, I should also at this point advise you again that as chair of the committee, I was asked to comment on an item going onto the forward plan within the 28-day time horizon. That was the item on the new combined fire authority precept, which will be discussed at full council next week. I went back to the fire service about this with a number of questions, and they came back to me very promptly with an explanation for the circumstances of why this item had not been otherwise been able to be placed on the forward plan, and I was of course satisfied that was certainly well explained. So again, it's my responsibility to report to you that I have been consulted in that way. Any other comments around the forward plan? Otherwise, we can move to a discussion on our own work plan. I see no hands up in one way or another. So we'll move now to a discussion on our own work plan. Of course, our work plan has been disrupted in its execution because of, for the obvious reasons relating to the COVID-19 pandemic. That will undoubtedly remain on our agenda one way, on our work plan one way or another for some months to come, and certainly it will be there if not because of our own line of inquiry, and I think there are lines of inquiry for us to consider, but also because Cabinet itself will be having items such as in September report back on the recovery plan. If you look at our work plan, one of the things I'm sure that we'll all agree that we want to see re-established is the highway PFI. So we should, of course, seek to have that report that we were looking for on a regular basis to come back to us. I think there's a very strong case for looking at communication and consultation strategy, particularly issues around digital engagement and certainly around partnership working. Further down on our work plan, as it would have been earlier this year, is corporate complaints, and I think the hiatus of the lockdown means that is an item that we can place less priority on at the moment, simply because, of course, the whole complaints procedure it has been disrupted, and at the moment the Ombudsman has paused a number of things as well. Councillor Andre, you wish to comment?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I fully endorse the comments that you've made in regard of our work plan. One thing I would like to ask is that we perhaps broaden out the scope a little for our scrutiny on the highway PFI contract, to not only consider the forward programme, but to consider where we are now in relation to where we should be according to the PFI contract. And I would also like to see that brought, perhaps can I politely suggest at this point, to our 8th of September meeting, bearing in mind that if we do go into a second wave, but obviously that will have to be fluid. But I would actually like to see that formally brought onto our 8th of September meeting, please, with the scope broadened out as I just suggested.
Certainly, and I think that would be very sensible. And I am reminded of the fact that actually the director, Mr. Rowland, said that he would be bringing the whole kind of performance monitoring side to us. So it is already... Would be that, and it'd be a matter of just placing a bit more background on our forward plan on that. Councillor Tindall, a question.
Still mute.
Councillor Tindall, I think you're still muted.
Thank you.
I fear that Councillor Tindall's microphone is not working at the moment. Does anybody else have any comments or questions around the work plan? Well, I think what I just say, what I think we can do is through some informal dialogue, flesh out some of this. We're obviously very aware, and Councillor Andre rightly reminds us that we're in a fluid situation, that we may again find our business disrupted in any case. But perhaps we might sort of take this item forwards as in an informal discussion as to how we've just prioritised some of these items.
And we're back again, sorry.
That's great. Councillor Tindall, I'll take you now, thank you. And then I'll have Councillor Merwan.
Okay, commercialisation strategy. We're going to go, we must look at that again, because that's the way the council could potentially earn more money.
A very good point, and Mr. Thistlewood, our officer, has made a note there, so we will look to the prioritising that on that basis. And Councillor Merwell, and then Councillor Lilly.
Thank you, Chair. A quick comment, really, on the timeline that for any of these issues that we're looking at, that we have possibly a set format so that we have the information. I would say a week in advance, so we have enough time to actually evaluate and ask questions to the cabinet, and also obviously giving enough time to the cabinet and the officers to respond, so it's not a quick response which won't satisfy anyone.
Thank you for that, and I think that certainly in the way that we asked a number of questions before the last meeting, that showed the value of being able to do that. So I've always been very keen that where possible we can have information earlier than we may currently have it. So we'll continue to work with that. I'm sure Cabinet will want to work with us on that to make sure where it rests with them that we have are able to give the fullest scrutiny we can by being as fully informed as possible, particularly asking those questions beforehand so that we can get deeper into the subject matter. That certainly helped over the COVID response and recovery. Councillor Lilly, you have a comment.
Councillor Tindall sort of beat me to it, really, regarding the commercialisation strategy. We do need to look actually at the income lost to the council through its income generation, and actually look at what is the recovery plan, and to how, in a sense, the commercialisation strategy also becomes a commercialisation COVID recovery plan, and to actually get back on track, because it was an important part of the financial formula of this council was that roughly 5 million income generation, right? So it's important to do that, because that might have completely changed through COVID. So I'm totally in unity with the Councillor Tindall.
As you often are, I'm sure, Councillor Lilly. I see the Chief Executive would like to comment. Chief Executive?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. I think I understand all those particular issues, and certainly the issues around income and commercialisation. Of course, as we alluded to right at the start, the government is going to give us some funding around income and income losses over the course of the year. So I think, if I may suggest, we might want to look at that more towards the back end of the year, when we've clearly done the work around what we've stood up and where things are and how things look set against the income that we'll get from government. Because at the moment, government aren't indicating there's a cap on the amount of income that we can generate. They've offered roughly 75 pence in the pound for every pound of income lost. Second question, if I may, more as a plea than anything else. When we are scoping out the reports, I think to pick up Councillor Merwell's point, and you'll know what I'm about to say, Chair, because I have said it before, if you as a committee could identify the question that you want us to answer, then we can tailor a report in advance of the meeting that gives you the information that you require. It's much easier if we've got that in advance as a part of your working up your forward plan than just coming along the day and trying to answer questions. Thank you, Chairman.
certainly, and you are nothing if not consistent, Chief Executive, in pressing that point. And I agree with you. If we can move more to these kind of strategic hypothesis questioning that we can do. So I think we're on your side there, but of course there will always be that line of ad hoc questioning that will come forwards as well. So you'll always be slightly on the hook, but we mean it constructively. We are the people's champion, a critical friend, whatever. And I would just remind the Cabinet that the ethos behind executive scrutiny arrangements has always been about joint working where possible. So I'm always open to Cabinet, and indeed the Constitution does set out that Cabinet can put forward items towards the scrutiny happening. So do take the chance to allow us to do some scrutiny beforehand. There's an interesting icon gone into the chat bar around a smiley face there. I would just note for those who don't get to see these things. Colleagues, I think that brings us pretty much to the end of our discussion. We will continue looking at prioritising our work plan through informal methods. Obviously, the actual work plan will come to us at our as updated will come to our next meeting. There's one other item on